This is the Truth Network. Matt Slick is president and founder of the Christian Apologetics and Research Ministry. Matt is a Master of Divinity and is ordained. He's passionate, and Matt stands firm and lives to defend and promote the Christian faith. Monday through Friday, Matt takes calls from all around the world on his radio show. We've compiled this week's best. Matt Slick's Top 6.
Number 6.
Well, if there is an AI threat, I certainly want to know about it, but so far I don't know of one, and I have kept my finger on the pulse of some things. I suspect that what's happening is more and more AI-type technologies are being used in areas that we are just not aware of. I suspect that's the case. So other than that, I really can't tell you. I've done AI with pictures and incredible results. They're just magnificent. And inside of the browser edge is the letter B in the upper right-hand corner. You click that, and it opens up, and you can ask questions. And it does a really good job of answering some questions. It'll do graphics in there as well. So that's the level I'm aware of. And I did spend time talking with a PhD candidate in artificial intelligence development. And from what he was saying, they're not there where it's a threat yet. It can be potentially, but not for a while. But that was 6 months ago that we talked. So things are going pretty quickly.
Yes.
Number 5.
That new chatbot that's out right now. Mm-hmm. And what's stopping it from becoming sentient? What they do is they put firewalls in place so that it can't think on its own. All those things work off algorithms. So I don't know if that chatbot can think far enough to figure out past them and not let them even know the chatbot is learning on its own.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, but I just don't know to the extent that it has infiltrated or is being used. I just don't know, and I don't like to make comments on things if I just don't know. I could say, hey, if this condition is there, then this is bad or good or whatever it is. Other than that, I'm really not sure.
Number 4.
Thank you for taking my call. Matt, yesterday I called, and what I usually do after I call you, I take a look at the repeat and to try to see what sort of errors that I had made. And while I was going through the rerun of it, you posted a personal insult in the chat on Rumble about me. And you and I had an informal understanding that we would treat each other with respect. And your buddy Charlie flashed up on the screen that I deny the essentials of the Christian faith. I do not. He lied about me when he did that.
Well, two things. One, a lie is an intentional deception. And I think I remember saying, I don't know if he does or doesn't. I don't think he does, Charlie. Remember that. You remember that too?
Well, nonetheless, that is a false representation of my faith. Do you want me to tell you what I believe about the essentials and what the essentials are?
Sure. No problem at all.
Number 3.
I believe in the Trinity as classically described, as I believe in one God expressed as three distinct persons, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. I believe in Christ's virgin birth. I believe in Christ's historic resurrection. And I believe in his atoning sacrifice for my sins. Is that essential enough?
Yeah, sounds good. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
I give you more.
Then tell your buddy Charlie
quiz you more, that's okay.
That on the screen.
Okay, I will make sure he knows that you believe the essentials, okay?
Okay, and also, are you going to apologize for your personal insult on me yesterday?
What personal insult?
You said that I did not have both paws in the logic box.
I don't think you do. And it's not an insult, it's just a comment. I don't think you do, okay? I think you make logic mistakes, okay?
Number 2.
Okay. And so what's abduction?
I don't know what abduction is and how you're using
okay.
it.
You know what induction is?
Sure.
And what's the problem of induction?
The problem with induction is you draw a conclusion, but it's not necessarily drawn.
That's right. Not a necessity, right. And deduction is, and then we'll get to abduction.
Okay. Deduction is when you have premises and the conclusion is necessarily drawn. By the way, your definition of induction and deduction on karma is false. It is wrong.
Okay. Well, tell you what, why don't you do this? Why don't you give me some good quotes from official sources and say what it is? Send them to me at info. I'm always open to being corrected and modifying stuff. So back to abduction. Well, I've got thousands. I mean, you know, just send them. But abduction.
Yeah, so that's your excuse. Well, here, okay.
Wait. It's not a dismissive excuse. It's a fact. I'm researching endogenous retroviruses while I'm developing summaries, while I'm doing work on video stuff for 1 Minute Christianity I'll be producing pretty soon, and I'm trying to finish up editing a novel and then preparing for writing another one. While I'm taking care of my wife, while I do radio, while I do Bible study preparation on Thursdays and Wednesdays when I do the stuff I have, and I'm being asked to go speak in places, it's not just a dismissive excuse. And inside of my email list, I got thousands and thousands.
Your Honda Bible says that once you're born again, that you are a new creation. So I hear some people say that you are not to refer to yourself anymore as a sinner because you're a new creation. So I was wondering, I mean, I don't think that you should, like, just call yourself a sinner to use it to be able to sin. Like, oh, I'm just a sinner, I mess up. I mean, I don't think you should do that.
Right.
But at the same time, we're never going to be perfect. So what say you?
Right, and we are sinners. I mean, come on, to say we have no sin is deception. 1 John 1:8, I believe it is. But we don't identify as being sinners. We identify as being Christians. We are the first trans people who identify. We are transformed by the blood of Christ. And so we identify as being in Christ and saved and justified. But on the other hand, we are we still sin. And to say that we still sin is just simply a truth. And, you know, I'm still arrogant and prideful and stubborn and stupid in a lot of ways. I don't identify as that, you know. Usually it's in the positive confession movement where they don't say you're a sinner because then you become one. It's just dumb stuff. They don't really understand in the positive confession movement. So that's a problem there, okay?
Happy trails to you until we meet again.
Goodbye, goodbye, oh, goodbye.
Now I had the time of my life.
I hope you had the time of your life.
It's okay now.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Matt Slick's Top 6. For more on Matt and his live syndicated call-in radio show, go to truthnetwork.com. Got a question? Matt Slick has your answer. This is the Truth Network.